So if you follow Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's podcast, you probably know that I've been playing a little bit with a single origin from roasters Campbell and Syme in North London, and it's called Yukro. It's an organic, it's an Ethiopian, roasting profile guided towards filter, and I've been playing around with it a couple of days ago, and I had it as a V60, I had it as an AeroPress, but before that I actually cupped it. We're going back another few days and I cupped it next to some other sample roast that I did for somebody, and it just shone on the cupping table because of its sweetness and kind of a juiciness, peachiness, and definitely on the nose, a definite bergamot kind of tea-like smell. And even when I broke the crust, that's really the first thing that just came out, that was trapped underneath the crust of the cupping bowl and just really reached me. And then when I slurped it that particular day, it also, the bergamot at the very end just was there and present. And I was a little disappointed with myself because in the V60, it didn't really come through. In the AeroPress, it didn't really come through. And yesterday, I was playing with another coffee that I've been reviewing for Hancock and Abberton, the Dublin-based internet company, which was the Rwandan Karengera, which I really love. And you probably listened to me raving about that coffee. But what I did yesterday with that coffee, I actually tried the French press for the first time. And I must say, it blew me away. That coffee also shone in the French press, which was quite amazing. And although I have a French press, I haven't used it very much. And so today, coming back to the Campbell and Syme Yukro Organic Ethiopian Coffee, which is a washed process, I thought, why not try this gentle method of brewing, which is the French press, to see if that sweetness, that peachiness, that juiciness actually has, again, the chance to shine with that brewing method. But doing one brewing method on its own seems to be a bit boring. So what I also have is I have the Espro Press. Now, I don't know whether you're familiar with the Espro Press. I met the people from Espro Press, a Canadian company, way back when the Barista Championships were held in Vienna, which, if my memory serves me right, was 2012. I think it was 2012. Anyway, that's when I met Espro Press and I received one. I've used it. Again, it was more in the back of my cupboard. Really silly that, because you need to keep on top of all these brewing methods and really become more and more discerning and understand where a coffee shines, which brewing method is most suitable to the coffee and, of course, to your palate. So these are very gentle brewing methods. Now, Espro Press would not like me to compare the Espro Press to the French press, and there is no comparison. It's just also a gentle way of brewing. Yes, the comparison may be that you've got a plunger that you very gently push down once your brewing time is over, but the Espro Press is quite special because it's stainless steel instead of glass for the French press. It's double walled, so it keeps the heat really, really well, and the plunger that one plunges down has got quite an amazing, and I'm just opening the contraption here again, it's got kind of a double filter method. So you've got a little basket with filter around it, and on top, as let's say the flat bit on top of that basket is another filter. So what Espro Press say they do with that is they can trap all the oils that will stay in the coffee and just be enjoyed by the drinker, by the person who's brewing it. And that is absolutely true. It's also cleaner, I would say, than the French press, just because of these double filters that you've got. So when I say clean, when you get to the bottom of your cup and you've got some fines, which are the tiny, tiny particles that inevitably happen when you grind freshly roasted beans, or any beans for that matter, that's what we call the fines. And it's very difficult to have that excluded from the French press, for example, because you're probably familiar with the French press, the way the filter works, and it lets these fines through. So when you come to the end of your coffee cup, you will find, when you work on the French press, some fines. So these are obviously not to be consumed. That's not too clever to drink those. But with the AeroPress, you have far, far less fines at the bottom of your cup. Now, in the AeroPress, you have hardly any. In the V60, you have none because they kind of stay in the filter. It's a different way of brewing a filter. So now it is time to evaluate this Jukro wash process Ethiopian organic coffee roasted by Campbell and Syme and imported, we have to say that, by merchants Falcon, which are great green bean merchants. They source quite a lot of excellent, excellent coffees. So let's just, I've got a cupping spoon here, so because I don't want to drink too much. I mean, come on, it is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't be drinking two full cups of coffee again, especially as I've had two cups of coffee in the morning. So let's just go to the AeroPress. And I've done these coffees. Wow, I slurped a bit too kind of enthusiastically there, and it just hit the back of my throat. So, got to get my breath back. What was I going to say? I can't really remember. That threw me. So, yes, I did them side by side. I've got two scales, and so they pretty much got the same temperature. So let me just slurp again without injuring myself. Wow, that sweetness is back. Wow, I'm so pleased. Now, this is the AeroPress now. Really, really gentle way of brewing. Now, I brewed them for 3.5 minutes. Both I had the same grind setting, the same dose, the same recipe, really. So just, I mean, yes, of course, you can play around with those. But just to kind of give the evaluation a bit more fairness, I would say. This is the French press. Again, wow, you know what? That French press is really a nice, gentle way of brewing. So is the AeroPress. The AeroPress, I think, there's a bit more body to that coffee. Let me try again the French press. But that juiciness, that sweetness is so there. I'm really happy about that because that coffee is so sweet. That coffee has a lot of juiciness. Now, on the nose, they are, for my nose, I can't distinguish them. I can't distinguish the brewing method at all. But on the palate, definitely the AeroPress, the sweetness is there. The peachiness, the juiciness is there. There is more body. There is more body. Maybe more oils were able to stay in the cup through that brewing method. And of course, these beans are only, what are we today, the 19th, they're 8 days off the roast, so really fresh, fresh, fresh in the optimum window of consuming and enjoying that coffee. The French press, do you know what? Ah, the French is not bad at all. It's really, really nice. What is in it? I would say I like something with a bit more body. So the sweetness is there in the AeroPress. The juiciness is there. It has a tiny bit more body. And if you look at actually the both extractions, I've got this double-walled glass, which I love. And you can judge the color as well. And I will say that there's a tiny bit more intensity in the color of the extraction where I use the AeroPress. Now that makes sense to me, to my senses, because also on the palate it seems to have a bit more body. So that means it might just be also a little bit darker, less cloudy than the other one. But these are beautiful extractions for an afternoon kind of light drink. Some people might want to have a tea. Why, I would say. I mean, yes, teas are beautiful. But if you like coffee and you like a kind of an easy drink in the afternoon, early evening, that is just a delicious, delicious drink to have. So, well, to round it off, I think for this one, I'm going to give AeroPress the edge. However, I've just had another slurp of the French press. I mean, I'm giving the AeroPress an edge, but by a smidgen. Because actually, now that they cool down a bit more both, and everything comes through the sweetness, it is sweeter in the French press. And there is more body in the AeroPress. That's really interesting. So I'm fascinated by these different brewing methods. And I hope so are you. I hope you go out and enjoy coffees and different and experimenting just like I do here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ.